All righty, thank you so much, Troy. It's 7:46, and Mr. Dave Jarvis has our sports.
Thank you, Frank. Win, lose, or draw, the duck season comes to an end tonight. Oregon and Creighton meet with all the marbles on the line. The CBI decider game 3 tonight at Matthew Knight Arena. Creighton took the first game Monday at Creighton, while Oregon beat the Jays Wednesday in Eugene. This is the first time ever that the Ducks have played into April. It's a 6:30 pregame and a 7 o'clock tip right here on KBND. They're playing baseball for real now. Clayton Kershaw struck out 9 over 7 shutout innings to outduel Tim Lincecum. This one makes Mike Chaney happy. The Dodgers beat the Giants 2-1 on opening day. Nothing like beating your arch rival. Dodger manager Don Mattingly says pitching will be key to their success.
I think, again, we've been built with, you know, talk about pitching and defense and we want to be able to do that. So I really feel like every time we give somebody the ball, they give us a chance. And that's really what you ask out of your pitching staff.
And it was a pitching duel. Kershaw allowed just 4 hits and a walk to get the win. Lincecum gave up just 5 hits and an unearned run in 7 frames. He takes the loss. Atlanta, Cincinnati, and San Diego also picked up wins in the NL. Yankees and Angels victorious in the American League. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110 KBND.
All right, 7:48 on the morning news. What's happening in our news today?
In KBND's news headlines, Oregon's diesel fuel is changing today. A state law requires all diesel fuel to have a mix of 5% biodiesel when the total state manufacturing capacity reaches 15 million gallons annually. And hundreds of deputies will be out on the North Santiam River near Detroit this weekend looking for the body of a missing band woman, Lori Blaylock. And by the middle of summer, the old church building, formerly known as Ernesto's Restaurant, will reopen as a new branch of the brew shop, right here in Bend. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND.
All right.
Yay!
We're very happy for Kim today. It's into your first week.
This is the final end of the first week, and I've had all sorts of things happen to me, including and not limited to April Fool's joke.
Yes, indeed.
Targeted right at me, the Trumps.
Well, it was targeted at everybody, really.
In the Trump Gardens.
But you were the only one that could actually react to it on the air.
Yeah. So.
You were closest.
Yeah, I'm surprised we didn't have callers calling in. And
in case you missed it, Dave Jarvis decided to give us an April Fool's sports report.
Yeah, this morning I reported that Paul Allen is selling the Trailblazers to Donald Trump and that he's going to rename the team the Trumps. They'll play in Trump Gardens and the team logo will be an ace of diamonds.
I think we upset somebody's morning routine with that one. Just a few.
Yeah.
I did it with a straight face, even though you can't see it because this is radio.
This is radio. But trust me, folks, he nailed it.
He nailed it.
He pulled it off.
Well, you know, you're not having as bad a day as a woman in Ohio, Kim. She was forced to give a call to 911 and report that she needed assistance.
Uh-huh.
Because she'd locked herself in the trunk of her car.
I could see that happening to me.
You could? I'm going, how is this possible?
So, did they tell how it's possible?
She was too embarrassed to talk about it.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it. I can't.
Well, you know what Kim has in her car?
What do I?
Blonde Star.
Oh, nice.
Boom.
What don't I have in my car?